Everybody in the Mid-South is waking up with Dwayne and Abby on Kix 106.
I wonder if sometimes these things should come with instructions. After use, please reinsert into your wallet.
I'd be this bad at being a burglar.
No.
Like, I've never stolen anything, but I know I wouldn't make these types of errors.
I just wonder, do these criminals ever watch any movies about other criminals? Have you ever YouTubed any of this?
That's the thing. You got to do research.
Yes.
You got to be methodical if you're going to be a criminal. But this guy, James Tanner in Michigan, broke into a house on Halloween.
All right. He used his own debit card to force open the lock. A lot of people have done that before. You kind of jimmy it in there. But then he accidentally left it behind.
He left his own debit card with his name right on it at the scene of the crime so police could use it to identify him.
See, that's why I keep all those fake ones that come in the mail that have, like, you know, Joe Smith or Bob Smith, some generic. I just keep all those extra
ones. Those around.
Yeah.
Drop those around town. Make somebody think that they found a debit card. Well, here's the thing. Police tracked him down, and guess what? He's already been put in jail for some other unrelated charges.
So he's
just had an added charge of second-degree home invasion.
James.
Apparently. He's just going all over Michigan doing really idiotic crimes.